The Fort Bragg Police Department released a beguiling video today with comments from Chief Eric Swift and City Council member Lindy Peters in support of the city's Flock camera system. Many of the comments in the video insinuate that Flock's camera systems are safe, trustworthy, and not used for surveillance of those in Fort Bragg. To say this is a dangerous precedent would be an understatement, as evidence from organizations like the ACLU make clear that Flock is not to be trusted by anyone. We'll start with comments by Fort Bragg Councilmember Lindy Peters, who says Flock cameras are not being used for surveillance, quote, per se, even though all data is uploaded to Flock's cloud storage.
Somebody has taken it upon themselves to vandalize the Flock cameras, which are not being used. I think we should start by saying not being used for surveillance per se. In other words, they're not filming everybody that walks by. They're not filming face recognition situations. Basically, as my understanding is, the Flock camera is set to take pictures of license plates. That's it. Pictures of license plates. That information then is sent to a center that basically is a cloud of information that is owned and secured by the city of Fort Bragg through their contract with the Flock cameras. And what they're used for is if there's a car stolen in Lake County, let's say, and the suspect is known to have relatives in Fort Bragg. So the Lake County Police Department would get a hold of the Fort Bragg Police Department and say, hey, this car's been stolen. It's a Kia. Here's the license plate. Here's the color. And bingo, if it has come through Fort Bragg and the Flock cameras have picked it up, then that information is given to the Lake County officials.
Fort Bragg Police Chief Eric Swift made bolder claims than Lindy Peters, going so far as to say that the city's Flock cameras do not have surveillance capability, which has been factually disproven across the country.
We don't use these cameras for surveillance. It doesn't have that ability. What the cameras are used for is, just like you mentioned, if a crime has occurred or a missing person, and then there is a hot sheet that those events are listed on, and the crime, the specific car, based on the license plate or a description, is listed in that hot sheet. That's what the camera is for. It's a stationary camera, and if that car, that car with that description goes by the camera or the license plate, then there's the alert. But it's not tracking people, it's not tracking faces, it's not taking any videos except a picture of the license plate or the description of the car, and that's it.
Fort Bragg Police Chief Eric Swift also claims that data given by the city is wholly owned by Fort Bragg, despite the data residing in Flock's cloud storage.
So the information is stored in the cloud and it's secured and it's owned by us, the Fort Bragg Police Department. That information, well, there's law, legislation, and policy that dictates who we share that information with. So we do not share it with federal agencies, we don't share it with ICE, and we share with specific other law enforcement agencies, and we keep it within the state. So we don't share data with out-of-state agencies.
Fort Bragg Councilmember Lindy Peters also stated that minority groups would be protected despite Flock's presence, and that Fort Bragg would react if ICE asked for cloud stored data from the city's Flock camera system.
I think the city council over the years has always had a good policy trying to protect our Latino population, trying to protect the lesbian population, the gays, the transgenders, and everybody. And we have policies that we've written to protect those kind of people who feel, and rightfully so, that they have been, prejudiced against in certain situations. We try and be an open city welcoming everybody. And the reason I say that, if the city council knew for a fact that ICE was trying to get information from our cloud, I can tell you right now, the city council would put it on the agenda and there might be a change in flock cameras.
Lastly, Fort Bragg Police Chief Eric Swift exclaimed that the city's police force is accountable in its use of the flock system, and that documentation exists whenever someone uses the system.
We are accountable, and the accountability piece comes in is with the tracking piece. Flock has given us the ability to see and document who goes in the system. That's our agency personnel, and we can see what they search, when they search.
Those who have followed national and state coverage of flock camera systems will likely be highly skeptical of comments by Fort Bragg Police Chief Eric Swift and Councilmember Lindy Peters. The ACLU has data showing that heat maps are created for vehicles tagged by flock system, meaning that your vehicle could be tracked over time with precise locations and time available to law enforcement and possibly others. I would like to say that what you just heard is downright dangerous. At no point should flock be trusted by anyone for any reason based on the company's ongoing behavior and seemingly endless lust to track the American public's every movement. It is without doubt one of the most horrifying security systems ever designed, and has the potential to eliminate many of the freedoms we have historically enjoyed in this country. I want to detail a few situations where flock has outright lied about its practices. In Loveland, Colorado, federal agents were given access to the city's flock data without permission, including agents from the Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection. The ACLU found reports from across the country that, quote, even in the absence of federal contracts, cooperating police officers and departments were regularly sharing flock data and search results with immigration agencies like U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and CB, end quote. In Texas, there is now an example where flock's camera system was used to track someone getting an abortion in Illinois, using 83,000 cameras to track her across the country. Needless to say, these are only a few examples of improper usage. There are also infamous examples where law enforcement officials have used flock heat maps to track the location of someone over time who they don't personally like. With flock, it is not a question of if it will violate our civil liberties and privacy, but when. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.